Pulling other bits out of his kit, Johnny got to work making a more easily handled setup. Dr. McKendrick was getting the metal analyzer they used for an X-ray machine in place. He put the head of the corpse on it and tuned the dials so that he had a sharp, clean picture of the bronze capsule. He was testing the jaws of the corpse to see if they were flexible and, finding they were, propped them open with a metal expansion tool. The other doctor was mopping up water that had run off the cadaver's head and was getting the lower wave emanation plate wet. A nurse leaned over to Johnny and whispered,
"I don't think this little girl should be in here during all this."
Johnny turned, and there was Patty. She must have followed him in. She was looking with interest at the bleached skull. This was the first day in all these months he had seen Patty noticing her environment. He was not going to suppress her by telling her to get out.
"Let her stay,"
he whispered to the nurse. The woman was a bit disapproving, but she did not push it. Johnny had his rig ready. McKendrick was looking at some sketches he had made of cyclo brain nerves. He laid the drawings down, took the offered wires, and got to work. Watching the viewplate and checking the sketches, he began to work a blunted wire end in. He finally, with a few minor detours, got it to the embedded bronze. Then he got the other wire through to the other side of the metal. Johnny verified they were ready and threw the switch. The exterior terminal plate began to turn bronze. McKendrick worked very delicately, feeding in electricity to one side of the plate and taking it from the other. It was, looking at the viewplate, sort of like cleaning up a blot. The bronze in the skull became less and less. McKendrick steered the wires around. After about half an hour, he could find no further shadows or traces of the bronze in the skull. He carefully withdrew the wires.
"Now to see if we've burned nerves,"
he said. The team went into immediate action. They broke out aprons and gloves and a set of instruments, including a spinning disc bone saw. The nurse leaned over to Johnny again and whispered,
"I do really think that little girl ought to go. This is too much for anyone that young. How old is she? 10?
Patty was sitting on a stool, overlooking the proceedings. She was very interested. Nothing could have made Johnny banish her.
"Leave her alone,"
he whispered back.